的弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters.
感谢主的恩典，今天能在主里面，在异国他乡跟我们同胞们能够见面。
We thank the grace of the Lord that today in the foreign country can meet our kinsmen here.
我今天能够到美国来申请出境是非常困难的一件事情。
Today I can gain the admission to come out of the country is very something very impossible.
因为我前科累累，警备总部不容易放人出来。
Because I have a bad records and the official is very difficult to release me.
但感谢主的恩典，我今天能站在这个地方。
But thank the Lord for His grace because I can stand here today.
本来按照我的刑期来算，我现在应该还要在绿岛管训。
According to my schedule, I should still be in the Green Island in Taiwan in a reformatory island.
我要到1992年才能重获自由，但神他救我脱离罪恶的捆绑。
I won't be set free until 1992, but God released me.
常常在领布道大会的时候，我常常碰到这一个问题。
When I have performing the evangelistic meeting, I always encounter this kind of question.
因为有些人介绍讲员的时候，可以介绍说这是某某的 PhD, 某某的什么是什么，中国有什么很伟大事业的，很好介绍。介绍我的时候，不知道怎么介绍。
And when I have an evangelistic meeting, when people introduce the speakers, sometimes they have very outstanding records, but when they introduce me, they just don't know how to do it.
他最后常常，最后几乎所有的人都这样说，让他来介绍自己最清楚。
At the very end, everybody said, let him introduce himself then.
从小我就不是一个好孩子，整天打架、闹事、胡作非为。
I wasn't a good boy since I was very small, and every day I do is fighting and doing evil things.
我父亲没有办法管教我，所以他把我送到凤山陆军官校去念书。
My father cannot control me, so he sent me to the army official military academy.
但是军事教育并没有改变我，反而练成我一身很强壮的身体。
But the military training did not change me, but instead give me a very strong physical body.
我在陆军官校通过跆拳两段的检定测验。
And when I was there, I was passed the second degree of the karate test.
但是却迈向我犯罪生活的一个开始。
But that's paved the way for my criminal life.
我在1971年的时候，我在陆军官校因为带头打群架，还有考试作弊，被陆军官校开除。
And in 1971, I was leading the gang fighting in a school, and then I was dishonorably discharged from the school.
所以我被陆军官校开除。开除之后呢，我就回到台北，念了一年多的书，我就没有心情再念下去。
And after that, I was dishonorably discharged. Then I go to Taipei, and I study 1 year, then I discontinue my study.
所以我开始在黑社会里面混，我加入不良帮派。
And I attend the different gangsters groups, and I trying to do a lot of evil things.
所以我在赌场里面要赌债，对方不给我就拔刀杀人。
And I was working in a gambling area, and I try to ask for the debt. If they don't return the debt, I kill them.
要债的里面以要赌债最难，所以要债非要心狠手辣不可。
And when you ask the debt, the most difficult thing is ask the gambling debt. So you must be a blockheaded.
因为很多人赌输的钱实在是很不想还，就想尽办法要他还。
And if you gambling, you lost, you really do not want to return. You have to use all means to force them to return.
所以说，这样是犯了法。我在1973年的时候，我就被判处有期徒刑1年2个月，送到监狱去执行。
In 1973, I was put into the prison and sentenced to 14 months in prison because of I committed a crime.
所以我送到台北的龟山监狱。
I was sent to Guisan Prison in Taipei.
然后我送到第四工厂。
I was in the fourth
factory. 所以说，我在里面的时候，在第四工厂，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，每一个人对自己的一生都有盼望。
Brother, sister, that I believe everyone have a hope for himself.
有些人希望将来能够当科学家。
Somebody want to be a scientist.
有些人希望将来能够当艺术家、当医生等等。
Be an artist or a doctor.
我虽然是犯人，在那个时候，我也对一生有盼望。
And I'm though a prisoner, but I also have a hope for my life.
我现在想起来很荒谬，可是那时候我觉得我理所当然。我希望将来能够当国际杀手。
At that time, I think it's ridiculous, but at that time, I want to be an international killer.
因为我对黑社会混非常有兴趣。
I'm so thrilled, so interested about gangster fighting.
可是我知道台湾的黑社会判刑啊，法律国家的法律判刑很重，所以黑社会非常不好混。
But I know that the country is very strict. Have a lot try to put heavy sentences on those people on those criminals.
所以说我又很想混，那怎么办呢？只有一条路，设法偷渡出国。
So there's only one way I can continue in this kind of life is sneaking out of the country.
那所以我在里面每天读英文读日文等等就是为了将来偷渡出国要黑社会混用的
So I study English, study Japanese and someday I would like to prepare that I can sneak out of the country
我在里面在监狱里面认识两个跟我志同道合的朋友
And in prison I know two a very intimate friend of mine
我们一起计划好了那个出来第二年出来之后我们都能够一起偷渡出国
And we plan it after we are released from the prison, and the second year we can go outside the country.
在一九七四年七月份的时候，我们三个人都出来了。
In 1974, all of us we are discharged from the prison.
出来以后呢，我们在屏东台湾那个南边屏东的东港找到了船。
And in Pingdong, in the southern part of the island, we find a boat.
找到了船船费是60万我们三个人60万我们在赌场里面一个月就把这个 钱拿到
and the fee they ask is $600,000 and we collect that money within a month in the gambling place
但是我们再来我们付给船长呢一个礼拜以后我们东窗事发被人家检举
but after a week we paid the money and somebody misinformed the official and we was caught
然后我们被台北市的警察局逮捕然后移送外岛管训
and then we are sentenced to go to the remote islands for reformatory
首先我们是送到板桥第一资讯总队
the first time I was sent to a professional correction place in 板桥
亲爱的朋友们管训队台湾的管训队有人说过一句话
somebody said about the professional reformatory in Taiwan
他们常常这样形容说管训队不要说没有太阳连星星跟月亮都没有
in the professional reformatory area you never mention not even see the sunshine you even don't see the light of the moon and stars
这意思就是表示说里面非常的黑暗
that means it's very dark there
在那里官长整理队员严格的管理是天经地义的可怕的是队员在整队员就是犯人在整犯人才可怕
The most terrible thing is not only the official try to reform those prisoners, but also the prisoners themselves, they are treating each other with evil things.
因为我们都编了假籍进来以后都犯了很多很多的罪所以前科累累编了假籍
And all of us, we come in as a degree number A because that's the worst degree.
然后刚送进来的时候说我们接受很严格的磨练
So we were been going through a lot of strict trainings.
有一件事情让我遇见之后所以我就知道这管训五年很不好过
and one day one thing happened that I realized this 5 year would be very tough
因为我们刚刚送到那边去刚刚三个月的时候叫做新生训练
and the first 3 months we called the new student training
这一段时间呢、啊、天天在地上爬
Now, every day you crawl on the ground
每天在操场上那边出操地上爬来爬去
and every day you have a lot of exercise and you're crawling on the ground
但是因为每天这样爬那个一天会出汗所以每天大概有五分钟左右的时间可以洗澡
and because you sweat a lot so they give you about 5 to 10 minutes you take a bath every day
可是呢这只有五分钟时间洗洗澡200个人要挤到一个很小的一个水池那边洗澡所以说动作不快的话根本没有机会洗澡
and, but 200 people have to squeeze into a small pond and if you don't hurry you don't have time
他的时间一到那个哨子一吹你 洗好没有洗好全部要出来否则你就要倒霉
when they blow the whistle then everybody have to go out from the place where you take a bath if not then you will be in trouble
因为我反应还算快一点而且在陆军官校受过严格的军事训练所以 我不会行动比人家慢
because I have been involved in the official training so my reaction is not that bad at all
有一次我记得很清楚我们一群人刚好那个洗澡时间到200多个人一起冲到那个水池里去
one day I remember that 200 people all squeeze into that small pond
我常常跑第一个第二个我一去那边衣服一脱到水池脸盆一拿了就往身上泼
I take off my clothes and then rush to it and splash myself with all the waters
然后马上用肥皂把自己身上打一打马上泼了我就准备出来
and then put on the soap and then splash it again and I'm ready to go out
因为不然的话挤都要被挤死那个地方实在非常的挤
and if not then somebody will squeeze you right away and you will be caught in there
因为大家都在泼水所以说啊那边非常的吵一天只有那一段时间大家敢讲几句话
and that's the most noisy time because that's the free time everybody have the freedom to speak
这时候有一个副队长他来了
the vice team leader commander coming in
他进来以后他发现那么吵他叫我们大家不要吵
and they found it so noisy there so they said shut up
可是那时候是200多个人根本没有听到他讲什么
but the 200 people there nobody hear what he said
他很生气就拿哨子用力一吹就喊立正叫大家立正
so he just blow the whistle and say attention
这时候大家一看是他来了马上原地立正不动
and everybody just stand still there because everyone saw the commander coming in
那时候一点声音都没有只有听到那 波浪的声音。
There's no voice at all, just hear the wave of the water.
但是呢，刚好我印象很深的是，刚好站在我前面一个姓王的这个青年人。
There's a young man by the name Wang. He's standing in front of me.
因为他太紧张过度，站没站好的时候，不小心把这个肥皂盒碰了一下，就掉在水里，有一很小很小的一点声音。
And、by carelessly, he touched the box of the soap, and then he dropped into the water. There's a small voice coming up.
那时候刚好，因为我就站在这个人的后面。
I was standing behind him.
然后这副队长把我们这几个人，就站在后面的人，全部用脚用手把我们拨开来。
And then this commander just push away all the people behind him.
所以就留了比较大的空间。
So there's more space in front of him.
副队长一个皮鞭就用力就抽下来，抽到那个的身上。
So this commander whipped him from the back.
因为这个人是站在我前面，我看得非常的清楚。
Because sit right in front of me, so I can see a very clear view.
他雪白的皮肤，然后一抽下来之后，几秒钟开始，然后像一条线一样唰一下，然后血就哗出来了。
And then just like a line, and after a few seconds, the blood just squeezing out.
但那个人连动都不敢动一下。
But he just stands still there. He's there not to even move.
因为他刚好站在我前面，所以那一刹那看到血这样喷出来，这样一个个这样出来，所以我不会忘记。
Because I just sitting, he just sitting in front of me, so that view make me very impressive.
所以我想，我这五年呐、如果我眼睛不亮一点的话，我很可能很健康的进去，说不定变残废的出来。
I realize that in these 5 years, I don't be careful, I might be coming in healthily, but come out disabled.
我认为说英雄啊，应该要识时务啊，识时务者为俊杰。所以那时候开始，我就很让自己非常的小心。
I understand that a hero means you should know the environment, so I must be very careful there.
然后过了3个月严格的训练之后，我们转送兰屿参加每天参加工程建设。
And then we go to Lan Yu Island, and every day we are involved in the engineering construction work there.
每天开山挖路修机场，每天在做工。
We repair the airport and we clean up the mountains and we work every day.
过了半年之后，我们转送绿岛，也继续在这边接受磨练。
And after 6 months, we transfer to the Green Island.
过了一年以后，我表现良好，没有出过纰漏，所以从甲级就升到乙级。
And after 1 year, my performance is very good, so I was promoted from degree A to degree B.
我们要一年一级，到丁级就能够呈报结训，如果准的话就能出来。
And if you promote until degree number D, then you are able to be probated. You come out from the island.
那我从甲级升到乙级之后，我就从绿岛送到台东盐湾继续我的管训。
And then after I promoted to degree B, I was coming to the May Island and Taidong.Continue my correction prison.
因为我还能够写几个字，所以大队部就把我调到大队部办理文书工作，行动就比较自由，比较轻松一点。
Because I'm writing pretty well, so I was transferred to the main headquarters to do some official work there.
然后呢，因为我每天要送公文，所以每天都要在总队里面呢、都要绕一圈。
Because I'm distributing a document, so I was busy in distributing, walking around the headquarters every day.
然后每天经过的时候，都绕着围墙那边要走一圈。我常常看，越看就发觉围墙越看越矮。
And I have to circling around the wall. So every day I walk there, and I found the wall become lower and lower.
我开始设计要脱逃。
And I design want to escape.
脱逃的意念一生以后啊，你没有办法能够阻挡这个意念。
Once that thought came to your mind, they just cannot squeeze him right away.
我知道脱逃非常危险，如果运气不好的话，很可能会被警卫当场用枪打死。
To escape is very dangerous because the guard can shoot you on the spot.
要不然如果被捉回来的话，后果常常是不堪设想的。
And even you are not killed, when you cut back, the result is even worse.
但是为了争取那不应该得到的自由，我不顾一切还是脱逃了。
But in order to gain that impossible or unnecessarily freedom, I still try to escape.
我在1976年的7月24号的晚上，我跟一个姓田的一起脱逃。
In July 24th, 1976, I had escaped with another friend, Tian.
我们很幸运，爬到墙上之后，警卫才发觉，才开枪。
We are fortunate because once we crawl on the wall and then the guard found us, then they shoot us.
但是没有打到我，我们跳下来往甘蔗园里面躲。
But then we escape outside the wall and we hide in the sugar cane field.
后面就有人追上来，一面追就一面开枪。
And then they come after us, they shoot us.
还好我在陆军快校受过严格的军事训练，枪声听多了，没有被吓软，趴在那个地方。
Because I'm going through the Army Academy training, so I'm not afraid of the voice of the shots.
所以他越开枪，我就跑得越快。
So they shot in the back, and I know how to escape.
然后我们在深山里面躲了2天。
We hide deep in the mountain for 2 days.
然后沿着台东的一条最大的一条河绕到台东的海岸线。
And then we go through the Taitung River, and then we go to the coastal line.
然后沿着海岸线就绕到了屏东，从屏东就回到台北，就是脱逃成功了。
And then we successfully go back to Taipei.
回到台北之后，我躲在我一个朋友的家里面。
And I hide in a place in my friends.
但是我们不可能正当的找工作做。
But we cannot find a job.
为什么呢？因为我们早就成了八号分局要抓的通缉要犯，成了亡命之徒。
And we have become the most wanted people by the police department.
所以那一段时间，我们当然还是在赌场里面要赌债，但要债的手段就要比以前要心狠手辣的多了。
But we are still working in a gambling area, but the way we have to get the debt is even more evil and more wicked.
所以那段时间做了非常非常多丧心病狂、上很多的伤天害理的事情。
And we have performed a lot of wicked things and evil things at that time.
过了三个月之后，在我脱逃出来三个月，有一天我在一个中山北路的一个饭店，我跟姓田的在等人吃饭。
And one day we're in Zhongshan North Road in a restaurant, we're waiting for somebody to have dinner with us.
我们在等中山北路牛浦帮的老大跟几个兄弟来吃饭。
We are waiting for the gangster, chief gangster in that area. We're waiting to have meal with him.
那在那个老大还没有来之前，我们两个人在吃饭的时候先喝了点酒。
And before the meal, we have a little drink.
然后喝了点酒之后呢，我们两个就吵起来了。
And after that, we quarrel with each other.
为什么我们会吵起来呢
？Why we are fighting with each other?
因为我们在里面管训的时候，我们很要好，可以共患难。出来之后有了很多的钱，就不能再共享了。
But at that time, and in the prison, we don't have money. We can share our troubles. But when we escape, we have a lot of money. We cannot enjoy those money.
彼此之间在怀恨对方，在互相勾心斗角。
And we are suspicious on each other, and we thinking of other things might do evil thing to me.
因为那时候我们是脱逃犯身份，当然我们跟一些朋友们不可能说我们是脱逃犯。
Because we are refugees there, we cannot tell others that we escaped from the prison.
那时候我们跟几个女孩子相处在一起，我骗她们女孩子说我是从日本来的。
And I was with some girls. I told them that I came from Japan.
因为我懂日文，我骗她们说我是从日本来的大生意人。
I know a little Japanese, so I told them I was a Japanese businessman.
那女孩子给我骗了一愣，真的以为我从日本来的。
And the girl was thought they really believed that.
但是呢，有一天那个有个女孩子就是跟我那个一起脱逃出来的同案，问她说：“这李涛真的是从日本来的吗
？”And one day the girl with my friend told him that is this Lu really came from Japan？
因为她常常发现我常常有看到有枪套，知道我带着枪。
He know that I carry a gun all the time, so she asked that question.
这个人怎么跟那女孩子说呢？她说她哪里从日本来的？她管训的脱逃出来的。
And this friend told me that he's not from Japan. He was escaped from the prison.
她把我底细抖露出来。
And he tell all the details of my background.
后来我知道这女孩子对我很奇怪，不太对劲，我就知道是她给我在后面给我点码，就是给我搞的鬼。
And then after that, I know that there's something wrong with her. So I know that my friend had tell her all the details of my background.
那时候我们正在经营应招战。
At that time, we were the
courthouse.
The try to establish a courthouse.
那我心里就下定决心，有一天要修理他，要收拾他。
And I was make up my mind that someday I'm going to take revenge on him.
那就喝了酒之后，我就告诉他说他在背后讲我什么坏话。
And after a couple of drinks, I told him. I told him that he tell the evil things on my back.
然后他跟我就变来变去，然后就骂起来。
Then we arguing and then we fighting.
骂起来之后呢，然后我就打起来，我用一下用一把椅子把他整个脸就炸裂开来，血都喷出来。
And I use a chair throw on his face and his face just splash with all the blood.
就在这个时候，中山北路牛浦帮的老大跟几个兄弟进来，一看到这个情形，就把我们拉开来。
And at that time, that the gangster, chief gangster, which we invite meal with, just coming in and see this, they tore us apart.
就对我们说，自己人还在这里窝里板，也不想自己现在是什么样的身份。
They said, what kind of a status you are in right now? You even fight with each other.
然后我们就被拉开来。这个姓田的硬是被拉走，临走之前，他指着我说。
And this Tian was putting apart, and when he just about to leave, he pointed to me and said,
他女的好，你给我记得，我有一天我一定要给你死。
I said, Lu, you just remember, one day I'm going to put you to death.
我说给我死，我还怕你不成啊，随时奉陪。
He said, well, anytime.
从那一天开始，我就没有跟他见面，一直到八个月之后，在高雄有一天我被捕。
And after that, I never see him after that until after 8 months.I was caught in Kaohsiung.
我被人家密报，然后被高雄警察局抓到，结束我逃亡八个月的生活。
And then the police department caught me, and that finished my 8-month fugitive life.
然后送回阎王管训队，继续我五年的管训。
And I was sent back to the retentionary, continue my 5-year training.
我送回管训队的时候，刚刚回去那是非常非常痛苦的生活。
And just started there, it's a very miserable life.
我一回去，二话不讲，先带三副脚镣，一副12公斤，一共36公斤。
I was put in chains, and each chain weighs about 12 kilograms, and totally 36 kilograms with me.
然后36公斤重量压在脚上，一天以后脚就肿得跟面包一样。
And after one day, the feet, the legs just swell.
还不止这样，每天要30公斤的石头要背在身上。
And every day I have to load it with the 30 kilogram stones on my back.
每天要吊在树上吊两个礼拜。
And I have to hang on the tree for 2 weeks.
当然，理所当然应当接受磨练。为什么呢？因为如果脱逃回去不接受磨练的话，谁都想脱逃。
Of course, I have to put into this kind of correction because if I don't, then everybody will try to escape from prison.
那时候实在有点活不下去的感觉。
And I feel at that time I cannot live anymore.
突然有一天，我突然从台东被借提到台北。
And one day I was borrowed from the prison to Taipei.
我不知道为什么被借提，不过我想借提可能有另案才会被借提。
And I wasn't understand why I was borrowed from the Kaohsiung prison, but I know they must have other case.
另案就表示可能会另外有犯罪，可能会被另外要判罪。
That means in the other case, in suing in the court, I maybe have another kind of sentence.
我想我脱逃期间犯那么多的案件，没有一条被发现的，怎么会被借题呢？
I found that during all my past experiences, I never caught by other criminals. Why I will be borrowed from?
等我出庭以后，我才知道，原来跟我打架分开那个姓田的朋友。
And after that, I realized that this Mr. Tian.
他在我跟我分开之后，他参加了一个犯罪集团，犯下了一个1500多万，就美金40万的重大刑案。
And after that, I found this Tian was entering to another criminals. They have performed a crime that involved with $400,000.
结果他被刑警带来逮捕的时候，他的警方制作笔录的时候，他就一口咬定说吕大豪是他同案，跟他一起犯罪。
And this Tian, when in the police department, he confessed that this Liu was.Is the same case, and they do the evil thing together.
他一口把我咬得死死的，心里大队就直接把笔录送到法庭去。
So they take that record to the court.
等我出庭以后，我才知道这个事情。
After I was called into the court, I realized what had happened.
法官问我说：“李大豪，你有没有跟他一起犯罪
？”So the judge asked me, Liu, did you commit this crime with this person?
我说：“报告法官，我是冤枉的，是他咬我的。”
I told the judge, said, "No, I'm innocent. I'm innocent in this case. Is he put me into this spot?"
法官说他咬你的，他怎么不咬别人呢、啊、
？He said, "Why he wouldn't put other people on the spot? Why put you on the spot?"
他怎么不咬我啊
？Why he wouldn't put me on the spot? The judge
他怎么偏偏要咬你啊
？Why you?
看你的资料前科累累。
Look at your record. You have a lot of bad records.
你们两个人还是同一天一起脱逃出来的。
And you two guys come out of the prison on the very same day.
你们这群狐群狗党。
You those gangsters.
你脱逃出来，你不犯罪，靠什么为生
？And if you should come out from prison, if you don't commit crimes, how can you lead a living?
我现在想到他当时那个面孔的表情，我不敢忘记，一辈子不会忘记。
I can still remember the face of the judge at that time.
结果我就这样被判处有期徒刑9年6个月。
And then I was put to a sentence 9 years and 6 months in prison.
加上我管训5年，一共是14年6个月。
So in addition to those 5 years, that's 14 years.
我算一算，要到民国1992年才能出来。
And I counted that I won't be set free until 1992.
回到看守所去，我几乎吃不下饭，我整天想的就是脱逃，脱逃。
And after I go back to the correction prison, every day my mind is escape, escape.
我想我管训队啊，在以前还有3年多我都忍耐不住，现在十几年出来快40岁的，叫我怎么过
？And at that time I was thinking, even 3 years in the correction prison, I cannot help but escape. But this 14 years, I have to escape.
所以我整天一个脑筋想的就是脱逃，脱逃，我不脱逃行吗
？So every day I was thinking, is escaping. If not, what can I do?
可是那时候我有个错误的观念，我对国家的法律没有信心。
At that time, I have a misconception about the law.
我认为法院跟衙门一样，跟古时候的衙门一样，有钱八字开，有理无钱就不要进来。
I think the law is just like the old Chinese official saying that if you don't have money, you can corrupt it, and if you don't have money, you cannot enter into the court.
所以我想，我后来上诉高等法院的时候。
When I appeal to the highest court,
所以我就请我的家里人给我找律师，想尽办法花钱，想尽办法打这场官司。
And I asked the family to pay a lot of money, try to win the case.
结果高等法院宣判，我仍然处有期徒刑9年。
And but the highest course still remained the same sentence, that's 9 years.
加起来十四年，只减了半年而已。
And only reduced 6 months, still it's about 14 years.
那时候我真是万念俱灰，我想我这一辈子只有这样坏下去了，我没有机会悔改。
So at that time I was really very disappointed, I thought my life is finished.
亲爱的朋友们，讲到这里，我就要讲到有一个很爱主的基督徒。
And dear friends, after I stop here, I want to mention devoted Christian.
他在我进去坐牢的时候，常常来看我，写信给我，传福音给我。
And when I was put into prison, this person came to see me very often and write me letters.
他要我接受耶稣基督做我的救主，每天这样写信给我，充满了爱心跟耐心。
And this person asked me to accept Jesus Christ as my personal savior. He has a lot of loving and care and tenderness.
但是我实在听不下去，我实在根本就没有心。
But I really cannot accept the Lord at that time. I don't have this kind of heart.
因为在里面坐牢，有个人写信也很不错，所以我就写信，常常跟他这样写信，但是我没有心。
But well, in the prison, if somebody wants to write you, it's not bad at all. So I continue corresponding with this person.
但这个人很有耐心，他一封信一封信这样不停地写信给我。
And this person is very patient. He write me letter one after another.
可是那时候我很顽梗，而且我也信不下去，人死三天会复活，哪里有这回事呢？
I'm so stubborn and I don't believe that a man would be resurrected from death.After the third day,
然后童贞女玛利亚会生孩子，我说哪里有这回事呢？
So how come a virgin will born a child?
可是这个基督徒就这样一封信一封信这样写。
And this person just come on the letters one after another.
当他写了这250封信的时候，有一天我生命开始改变过来。
And one day when I received this 250th letter, my life started changing.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我生命是怎么样改变的呢？
Dear brothers and sisters, how my life been changed?
那时候我住在看守所的信二舍三房。
I was living in this reformatory on the second room.
现在是三房。
And the third dormitory.
是我隔壁房的有一个是一个大流氓。
And there's a big gangster, he lives my next door.
他是新竹三光帮的老大。
He is a gangster called 三光's the chief.
据说他在黑社会混得好到什么程度，他在黑社会啊，在新竹脚跺一跺，黑社会就要摇一摇。
He was so influenced that when he stepped on his feet, that the society would shake.
但是因为他开枪打伤了人嘛，所以送进来坐牢。因为心机比较轻，判了五年。
But he shoot somebody, and then he was sentenced five years in the prison.
那因为他心机比较轻，所以说呢，他就能够帮人家当杂役，就可以帮人家送送东西，行动比较自由。
Because he has a light sentence, so he can move around and he can sending miscellaneous things for other people.
我们两个私交不错，常常一起聊天。他常常要我帮他写信啊，帮他写信回家给他太太。
We have been very good friends, so he always asked me to write letters to on his behalf to his wife.
有一天他跟我聊天聊了一半，他说他有点累，想要去睡觉。
One day we are chatting with each other, and he was so tired, so he go to sleep.
我就跟他说了一声晚安。
So I said good night.
没有想到十分钟之后他就离开这个世界。
But I never thought that after 10 minutes he died.
没有任何原因，也没有生病，没有任何原因，他离开这个世界。
No illness, no any other reasons, he just died.
四十岁的一个年轻人。
A 40-year-old young person.
法医来验尸也验不出什么结果，只是知道他死了。
The prison doctor came to check the body, just cannot find any reason, just announce him dead.
我到他房里去看，然后给他用耳光打他，然后给他人工呼吸，没有用。
I tried to have every kind of ways to put him back to life, but it's useless.
然后我的亲眼看着他被那个担架抬出去。
And he was sent out on a stretcher, and he was sending out.
我是三个月前看到他走进来的，三个月之后被抬出去。
I see him coming in 3 months ago, and after 3 months, he was sent it out.
我不太能够接受这个事实，所以一个晚上我睡不着觉。
I cannot accept the fact, so I cannot sleep during the night.
我一直在思想生命的问题。
I'm thinking about the life.A meaning of life.
我想人从哪里来，要到哪里去呢？
Where the man come from? Where the human being going to?
人生为什么这么样的短暂？生命为什么这么样的脆弱？
Why the life so transient and so fragile?
所以我第二天早上的时候，我站在窗口就看着窗外。
So on the second day, I look out through the window.
我就想到我的一生一直在犯罪的漩涡里这样打转。
And I said, my life has been in the wheel of all the criminal doings.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。有人天生愿意坐牢吗？我想没有人天生愿意坐牢。
The brothers and sisters, is there anybody when he was born, he willing to go to prison?
有些人希望天生就想犯罪吗？我想没有人开始的时候就愿意犯罪。
I believe no one willing to commit crimes to start with.
我想学好，可是我没有力量。
I want to do good, but I don't have the strength.
我母亲每一次来看我的时候，她就流泪的痛哭。
Every time when my mother came to see me in the prison, she cried. She shed tears.
她没有一次不是哭着回去的。
Every time she shed tears when she go back.
有一次她哭到一个地步，她用头去撞墙。
And one day he was sorrow to an extent. She used her head to bump on the wall.
她在我面前撞墙，拼命撞，可是有铁窗我过不去，我没办法。
And there is a wall between us. I just cannot go out there to help her.
我非常的痛苦。我说妈妈，你来看我，我很感激你为什么要撞墙，故意让我哭，让我痛苦呢？
I told my mom, I'm so misery here, and why you make me even more misery?
我妈妈哭了很久，她才拿起电话来跟我说。
Then she picked up the phone and told me cross the prison.
她说儿子啊，你是妈妈的长子，妈妈所有的希望都在你身上。
And she said, you are my oldest son. I have all my hope on you.
啊、可是你为什么一直在坐牢呢？你不知道悔改吗？妈妈想你想的头发都白了。
And the mother said that, Don't you know how to doing good? Because I have been thinking about you and my hair turned gray.
她说你的爸爸是个很爱面子的人，为了你在家里在家乡头都不敢抬起来走路。
And your father lost all his faces in the hometown.
当你的弟弟呢为了学你，他空军幼校就快要被开除了。
And your younger brother want to learn from you and then he almostgot in trouble in the Air Force school.
他全家终年在愁云惨雾当中。他说你对家里影响害有多害家里有害多大呢？
And she said all the family in the cloud of sorrow every year that you doing so bad things to the whole family.
所以说我与其这么痛苦，不如早一点死掉，我就死在你面前好了。
Since I'm so sorrow, I'm going to die in front of you.
看你做的好事情。
Look what you have done.
他讲完以后，他用头去撞墙。
And then after she said that, she bumped her head on the wall.
用手去打那个玻璃。拼命差点把玻璃打破，这么厚，我拼命打。我说妈妈，因为我妈妈她不听电话的时候，我就没有用电话听的时候，我叫她，她听不到。
And if without using the telephone, we cannot communicate with each other. We have a big wall, in a glass, divide between us.
所以我就一直用到拳头去打那个窗户。
So I bump on the, I strike those windows.
然后我叫妈妈听电话，我说妈妈你放心，这是最后一次我犯罪了，我再也不会犯罪。
I told her over the phone, said this is the very last time I will not commit any crime anymore.
我说我跟您保证，我要洗面革新，我要重新做人，我要做个好孩子。
I guarantee you, I'm going to wash my heart. I want to be a brand new good boy.
我妈说好，妈妈最后再相信你一次。
My mother said, well, let me believe one more time.
就后来我出去了，两个月以后我又进来，没有办法。
And I go out of prison after 2 months. I coming back again. I just cannot help it.
我没办法，我想做好，可是我就做不好。
I want to do good, but I can't.
然后那时候我在站在窗口的时候，我又想起一件事情。
At that time, I was standing on the window, looking outside. I reminded another thing.
我就想到有一次在那一年多以前，我们房里面有一次一个扒手进来。
I remember about a year ago, there's a thief coming in to the prison.
这个 pickpocket, 这个扒手呢，他是非常有名的一个扒手。
This pickpocketer is a very famous one in that area.
他是50多岁一个人，他是受过科班、受过架模，就科班出身的，受过正统训练的。
He have under the official training for the pickpocketing training.
扒手也需要训练的。
He needs some official training, you know, in this kind of
profession. 他技术好到什么程度？50多岁一个人，他要摸你的翻天印小梦口，就是说他要摸你这个西装这个口袋跟这个口袋跟这个口袋，没有口袋拿不到的。
And he can touch every pocket on your suit, and every pocket he can take it.
他尤其内行的是这个翻天印，是西装这里面的这一边的钱，他最有办法，十拿九稳。
Especially he can pick up the pocket in your suit on the left hand side on the inside pocket, and 10 times and they can get the money out of 9.
但是他夜路走多了，所以总要碰到鬼，所以常常坐牢。
But he was caught sometimes, and by occasion he was put into prison.
他那一次又被坐牢抓进来，判7年8个月。
And he was put in 7 years and 8 months in the prison.
在里面坐牢啊，那因为呢我当房长，他知道要巴结房长，就跟我特别好。
And I'm the chief of the dormitory, so he know that he better make good relationship with me.
他常常就吹牛，常常讲到他在社会上的时候他是怎么样赚钱的。
And so he always boasts himself how good he is.
他说他这个窝里鸡啊，他这个扒手不是那个小地方扒手，他是国际扒手。
He said he's an international famous pickpocket.
他常常跑国外。
He always travel abroad.
比如说他在纽约，他在香港，他没有钱的时候，到电影院里面人很挤的时候，他走一圈出来，身上几千块美金。
And he said if he has some money, he go to the theater, and after he come out, he have a couple of thousand dollars.
因为那时候我在里面常常写东西，我对犯一些犯罪的东西很有兴趣。
And I was very interested about the motivations of criminal makings.
所以有一天我就问他说：“老刘啊，有什么条件才能当窝里鸡啊？就是当扒手有什么条件才能当窝里当扒手
？”And one day I asked him, "What qualification will have one person to become a pickpocket?"
好，第一个条件是要眼睛要亮，这个凯字一把就了不了，就是说这眼睛要亮，一看这个知道这个人有没有钱，大概可以知道。
He said, "You must open your eyes, and you can right away you recognize which one is a rich person."
他只要搭到你身上啊，只要经过一下就差不多知道你身上大概有多少钱，手过去之后就大概知道这个荷包里满不满。
You just pass him by, and then you touch that pocket, you know how much money there inside.
So, 第一个条件要眼睛要亮。
So, you have to have a very quickling eyes.
第二个要反应要快。
And a quick reaction.
因为他们爬手常常不止一个人，有推车的，有护卫的，所以他们要两三个人反应要快，差不多一拿到手就要转出去。
And then they have two or three person do it together, and once you got the money, then they transfer out right away.
好，第三个最重要的一个条件是什么呢？叉子要正点要长，就表示手要细要长。
And the hand must be thin and long.
什么手要长的？因为你又粗又短的手，一碰人家就有感觉的，没有办法。
Because your finger was short, once you touch people, they can feel it.
啊，他，然后他讲完之后呢，他跟我说：“让我看看你的手。”
He said, "Let me look at your hand."
他说：“真是天生一对正点的叉子，就是天生一个很好的扒手的手。”
You are a born a pickpocket hand.
他说：“哎呀，这样，反正我要坐牢七年半。”
Since I'm here in 7 years.
我一生还没有收过徒弟。
I never have any disciples in my life.
他反正我们要相处至少一两年，我收你做我徒弟。
Now I'm going to, since we're going to get together for at least 7 years, I'm going to receive you as my disciple.
他说我要把我这个绝技传给你，你一生包你不愁吃不愁穿。
I'll give you all my knowledge, and then you don't have to worry anything the rest of your life.
那时候我出来正在考虑。
At that time I was considering.
他说你考虑，你明今天晚上考虑，明天答复我。
He said you think about it tonight and tell me tomorrow.
其实我知道他有他的目的。
I know that he have his own purpose.
因为他巴结我的房长之后，他房长的师傅那不就太上皇了吗？在房间里房子里面呢、啊，你就可以为所欲为的，没有人敢欺负他。
And if you are the master of the dormitory chief, then nobody can touch you in that prison.
所以我想啊，这个可是我又想，我说这个技术对我不错，学了这个技术无本生意，到处走遍世界也不错。
And I think this is a rather pretty good skill to learn, so I was considering.
但当天晚上我在睡觉的时候啊，我躺在地板上的时候，我就看我这一只手，这一双手。
I was laying on the floor and try to sleep. I look at my hands.
我看说是不是很细很长
？Is this a thin?And long?
可是我又想到，难道真的永远就是学的这个技术干什么呢
？And I said, well, after I learned the skill, so what?
我想我这个动作啊，隔壁有一个姓陈的陈先生他看到了。
And this action was caught by my next door neighbor, Chen.
当天下午我跟那个老刘讲的话，他也都听到了。
And he overheard while I talked to this Liu.
这个人在外面是教钢琴的人。
And this Chen was teaching piano.Before he came to the prison.
很斯文的一个人，但是因为做生意失败了，票据法送进来坐牢6个月。
And because he is a very gentle person, he was failed in the business, then he make a bad checks, then he was caught in the prison.
所以说，他看我在看自己手，他就说：“戴豪啊，他叫吕先生呢、啊，你不要听老刘胡说八道。”
He said, "Mr. Liu, don't hear those nonsense of this Liu."
他你这个手啊，是一个钢琴家的手。
He said, "Your hand is a pianist hand, really."
他说当时啊我就有一个很深很深的感触。
And that time I have a deep touch in my heart.
我知道弹钢琴是个非常高雅的玩意儿，所以我想我一生有这个机会接触这些吗？
I know that to play piano is a very high classic thing, and I don't know whether I have that opportunity in my life to play piano.
虽然我们以犯罪为生的人有很多钱可以买很多东西，但是我哪里会有这个兴趣去研究这个高尚的东西呢？
Those criminals, though we have money to spend, but we don't have, do we have opportunity to enjoy this the high class enjoyment?
所以那时候我站在窗口的时候，我想我的一生一直难道要再继续在犯罪漩涡里打转吗
？And I was thinking, am I going to spend the rest of my life in this criminal life?
然后我就看看房里那几个人东倒西歪的躺在那边，我想我一辈子都跟这些牛蛇鬼神要关在一起吗
？And look at the people laying around me. I said, am I going to spend my rest of my life to spend with those criminals?
难道我永远要属于犯罪生活，永远要当犯人吗
？Do I have to spend my rest of my life to be a prisoner all my life?
所以那一刹那，我仿佛好像有一窍通了，我仿佛非常的痛苦。
At that time, I think about it, and I feel so misery in my heart.
我仿佛从最终醒过来，我开始要面对自己。
I start wake up in sin, in criminal life, and I have to face myself.
可是我找不到出路。
But I cannot find a way out.
我觉得我非常的饥渴，想抓住一个可以求救的力量。
And I'm so thirsty in my heart, I want to grasp something that I can and hold with.
就在这个时候，杂役丢进来了一封信，是那个基督徒写给我第251封信。
And that time, the guard threw me another letter, that's 251st letter by this person.
那时候我突然觉得我非常的需要看这一封信，我就打开来。
I feel I need this letter, so I opened the letter.
我突然觉得那封信像跳出来对我说话一样。
I feel the word just jump out and speak to me personally.
上面跟我说，戴豪，你不要再靠自己了。
He said, you cannot rely on yourself anymore.
他说一个人力量再大，自己不能把自己提起来。
That you, even you have a stronger strength, you cannot lift by yourself.
他说你看你一辈子靠你自己，结果你做了什么事情呢？
And by yourself, see what you have done in your life.
他说所以请你撤销你自己的判断。
He said, please cancel your judgment.
你另外一种方式试试看。
Take another way, try it.
耶稣基督是世人的救主。
Jesus Christ is the Savior of the Lord of the world.
他为了拯救世人，他从神变成人的样子。
In order to save the world, he became man.
他名字叫做耶稣，就是把百姓要从罪恶里面救出来。
And his name is Jesus because he wants to save his people from their sins.
他说，没衣服的衣服脏了，需要用肥皂粉才洗得干净。
He said, when your clothes is dirt, you need detergent to wash it clean.
他你身体脏了，要用肥皂才能洗得干净。
And your body dirt, you have to use soap to clean.
他你有罪，灵魂污秽的，要用血才能洗得干净。
He said, your soul is dirt, you need the blood to clean it.
可是人人都是罪人，人的血怎么能洗人的罪呢？
But everybody is sinners, and how can other person's blood wash your sin?
但耶稣是没有罪的，但他为了爱世人，他降世为人。
But Jesus Christ, he's without sin, but he loved, he came to become man.
他你只要打开心门，接受他做你的救主，他的血就为你流，他的命就是为你舍。
And if you open your heart, accept him, his blood shed for you, and his life he died for you.
他戴豪，你请你，我很诚恳的请求你相信我这句话，你只要试试看。
She said, David, I sincerely beseech you that try it.
突然我觉得。我非常的需要。
And at that time, I feel I need it so very much.
我觉得我没有路可以走了。
I am running out of ways.
所以从那天开始，我打开心门，接受耶稣基督做我的救主。
So on that specific day, I opened my heart, accept Jesus Christ as my personal savior.
但是我不知道怎么样祷告，我只跟主祷告说。
I don't know how to pray, so I only pray like this.
我的主啊，像浪子一样的，我回到你的跟前。
I said, Lord, I'm just like a prodigal son. I return to you.
我打开心门接受你做我的救主。
I open my heart and accept you as my personal savior.
我过去犯了非常非常多的罪。
I committed so many, many sins.
我听说你的宝血可以洗净我的罪，我请你用你的血洗净我所有的污秽。
I know that I heard that your blood can wash away my sins. I pray that your blood wash all my sins.
我现在被人家陷害，我前面路这么长，我不知道怎么样靠我自己走半步。
And I was put into prison by mistake, and I don't know how to walk even halfway with my strength.
我恳求你带领我走上前面的道路。
I pray that you lead my future.
每天我就这样日以继夜，我就开始读经祷告。
And every day I pray and I study the Bible.
那时候睡我隔壁有个姓张的一个朋友，他看我每天这样祷告，心里受了感动，就问我耶稣基督的事情。
And there's a next door a neighbor by the name of Chen.And then he asked me about the story of Jesus Christ.
那时候我知道虽然很少，但是我把我所知道的告诉他，我邀请他跟我一块读经祷告。
I know with my
两个人生命就开始一步一步的改变。
And both our life have a gradual change.
然后很奇妙，我们生命就一步一步的就改变过来。
And then our life have gradually day by day we change over.
本来我是一个非常崇尚暴力的人。
And I'm a very violent person myself.
因为我一生一直这样觉得，强权就是真理。
Because I feel that if you have the power, then you have the truth.
强权就是正义。
You have the power that you have the judgment.
我这是世界上什么是真的？强权暴力就是真的。
The only the violence, only the power is true.
我认为真理，我认为枪杆子就可以出政权。
I feel that if you have the power, then you have the politic power, powerful.
我认为这个世界是个弱肉强食的世界。
I feel that this world, the stronger one eat the weaker one.
尤其在监狱里面，有两个条件才能好过日子。
And especially in the prison, only have two conditions you can get a smooth day.
第一个条件要有钱，再有里面有钱，这个打头啊。Big belly.
You have a big belly, you have money, then you'll be living very good life.
可是我没有钱，我怎么过日子呢？要有拳头才能过日子。
Without money, I have the fist. myself.
所以在里面坐牢6年, 我都靠暴力在过日子。
So in the sixth year in the prison, I use violence as my means.
尤其在里面当了房长, 再加上我被人家陷害很痛苦, 常常谁找谁让我不高兴我就跟谁过不去。
And because I was misjudged by the case, and also I was the chief of the room, of the prison room, so every time anybody offended me,
可是自从我接受耶稣基督做我救主之后，很奇妙，我生命就开始改变过来。
And every time when people offend me, I use violence to treat them. But after I accept Jesus Christ, my life changed.
那时候我每天在运动，因为我准备脱逃，每天要培养体力。
And I was exercising every day in preparing for escape to building my physical power.
每天有20分钟可以到外面运动的时间，在篮球场，我每天20分钟时间一直在跑篮球场培养自己的体力。
We have 20 minutes to exercise every day. In that 20 minutes, I running every day to build up my physical power.
晚上8点钟的时候，我在原地要跑步，要跑步10000下，要训练自己的腿力。
And in the 8 p.m. we have exercise. I jump around in the same place for 80,000 times to build myself.
因为我准备要送管训的时候，我知道我马上会送到绿岛去。
At that time, I know that when I was sent to correction prison, I will be sent to the Green Island.
在绿岛你就插翅都难飞，就没有机会可以脱逃。
Even with the wing, you cannot escape that because that's a remote island.
我必须要送到板桥去的时候就要脱逃。
And I have to prepare that when I go to Banqiao, which is a preparatory prison, I have to escape there.
可是板桥的围墙那么高，四周铁丝网又通电，你哪里有机会呢？
But even the wall is so high and the wire is all electrified, then how can I escape there?
所以只有一条路，就是大门口跑。
And the only way is escape through the front gate.
大门口有卫兵2个人拿枪在那边，你怎么跑呢？
And the front gate with the guard and with the gun there, how can you escape there?
我只有想到只有硬打冲锋来，硬冲。
The only way is face to face.
可是我知道一个人跑的希望很小，所以我就找了十几个跟我一样判刑很重的人一起跑。
And I know that one person cannot make it, so I find about 10, more than 10 person have a heavy imprisonment judges, sentences can go with me.
我们记好，说如果我们一批送到板桥去的时候，当法警把我们脚手铐解开的时候，我们里面一个人喊冲，大家一起往大门口冲。
We make a signal, say when we are sent to that correction prison, when they take out the chain, somebody make a signal and everybody run.
我说那时候大家就八仙过海，各显神通啊，谁跑得快谁跑掉。
I said every time at that time you just depend on yourself.
我想我在陆军官校曾经参加过赛跑比赛。
I was officially attending to a racing program there.
而且我腿那么长，每天再加上培养自己腿力，大概不会这么倒霉，垫后才对。
And I was learning myself. I built my physical power, and I shouldn't be that unfortunate to be a caught to be on the very end.
现在讲起来好像在讲一个笑话，当时我是非常的认真的在准备这件事情。
Seems to be it's like a joke here, but I'm very seriously preparing for all of this.
然后运动完之后要怎么样呢？就因为身体啊，那个跑这样了，需要人替你按摩。
Because you are so tense in preparing a physical exercise, somebody have to massage your muscle for you.
在里面坐牢，谁肯替谁按摩啊
？In the prison, who can massage for you?
当然只有找倒霉的，找新来的那新收的。
So we find the newcomers.
所以那时候常常有新收的轮流替我按摩。So
the newcomer come in turns and massage for me.
可是我接受耶稣基督做我救主之后，神的灵就在我里面感动，我就不平安。为什么老是找人家替我按摩呢？
And after that, I accept Jesus Christ as my Savior. I have no peace in my heart. I said, How come you find other people to massage for you?
我就发觉我不应该这样做。I
found that I shouldn't do this.
我也不再那样每天这样跑步了。
I don't make exercise like that anymore.
很奇妙，我就每天不再想脱逃的事情。我跟着信张的两个生命就一步一步改变，也很喜乐。
I don't think about escape problem. I don't plan to escape, and we have joy in our heart.
我们房里很小，只有从那里到这里只有这么一点点大，可以睡12个人，一年到头都关在里面。
Our room is very small, just a corner of here, and live 12 prisoners there.
我们一边睡6个人，另外一边也睡6个人。
6 on one side, 6 on the other.
另外我们这一边有4个人看我们2个人在祷告，就希望参加我们的祷告会读经班。
The four person on the other side sees that two of us pray and study the Bible all the time. They ask to join our Bible study group.
那时候有人来送圣经，我们就要了6本圣经，每天就寝靠一吹以后，我们就跪在设房地板上祷告。
And when we go to bed and all of us we in the floor we pray and study the Bible.
我们轮流念诗篇，我们也求神赦免我们的罪。
And we take turn read the book of Psalm. We pray that God forgive us.
我们6个人就在学习彼此互相真正的相爱，不是相恨。
And the six of us we learn how to love with one another instead of hate one another.
很奇妙，我们生命就开始改变。
And marvelously, our life changed.
其中有一个人，他姓许的，叫姓许的这个人。
And there's a Mr. Xu in among us.
他判14年。
He was sentenced to 14 years.
但是高等法院宣判的前一天，我们迫切为他祷告。
And when the highest court have rejudged the case on the previous night, we pray fervently for him.
没有想到他改判剩七年。
And then when the rejudgment coming back, he was sentenced to 7 years instead.
我们这六个人非常的受到激励。
We are so much encouraged by that.
不到两个礼拜，有一个判七年八个月的，居然改判只剩八个月。
And one another one have a 7 years and 8 months.And after rejudgment, he only was sentenced to 8 months instead.
很奇妙，所以圣灵这样工作，不到半年，我们全房十二个人开始一起读经祷告。
And marvelously, after 6 months, all the 12 people in that prison, we studied the Bible and prayed together.
本来我们不认，没有人认识耶稣的，但神的灵就在我们当中做改变的工作。
At that time, nobody knew that Jesus Christ at that time before, but then the God's Spirit worked among us.
只有我的官司那时候上诉最高法院，一直没有消息，可是我信靠主。
At that time, only myself.I'm appealing at that time, but there's no feedback from the court.
在1978年的时候，二月份我接到了一张明信片。
In 1978, in month of February, I received a postcard.
是最高法院寄来的。
A response from the highest court.
上面就这样说：吕大豪的案件原判决撤销，发回台湾高等法院重新审理。
And the postcard said, this David Liu's case has been should be resentenced all over again and sent back to Taiwan court.
那时候我非常的高兴，我就跪在地上说：感谢主，因为我的官司被发回，表示我还有希望。
And I kneel down on the ground. I praise the Lord because I have to resentence again. I know I still have hope.
如果驳回的话，我就要送到去唱小夜曲了。
If I was remain the same sentence, I'll send to the Green Island there.
但是我还有希望，我就知道神他在我身上一定有计划。我每天信靠他。
And I know that God have a plan on me, so I have to trust Him.
很奇妙，过了十个月之后，我的官司改判无罪。
And after 10 months, I was resentenced, and they take off on my sentence. I was sentenced as innocent.
在人认为不可能的事情，但神居然垂听我的祷告。
And from human point of view, it's impossible, but God listened my prayers.
我是那一年的十二月二十六号判无罪的。
And I was resentenced as innocent on December 26th.
当我判无罪的消息回到看守所去，从法院回到看守所去的时候
，when that news come back to from the court to a retentionary.
好多人看了我就说：“李大豪，你信的耶稣救了你。”
And the people tell me that Liu, because you trust Jesus, that Jesus saved you.
整个看守所轰动。
Every big people in the retentionary, all people know this news.
为什么看到这么轰动呢？因为我在看守所待了两年了，上上下下的人都认识我。
Because I still when I stayed that 2 years in the retentionary.Everybody know me.
为什么他们知道我的？因为我常常在报纸上写文章，常常有我的名字。
Why they know me? Because I write articles on the newspaper, and they always have my name.
我常常设计壁报，替他们官长画画。
I design the posters. I design the artistic designs for them.
而且那时候刚好中美断交啊，卡特跟中共建交，我就写了一封英文信到美国去骂卡特，结果得了一张奖状。
At that time, the China-American was rationalized, and they discontinued the diplomatic relationship with Taiwan. I write an English letter to President Jimmy Carter, and I got rewarded. I got a plate.
然后那时候我又发起爱国捐款运动，结果我又得了一张奖状。
And I started a campaign to donate money for the country to show our dedication to the country, and I got rewarded again.
所以很多官长都认识我。
So a lot of people know me.
而且他们常常在私底下开我的玩笑说
And they always have joke on me secretly
说到这里大家好像很虔诚的样子
This Lou was pretty dedicated
而且大概全台湾只有这么一个房一起有读经祷告的吧
And probably only one room in the whole prison in Taiwan have praying and study the Bible together
而且是从吕大豪开始的不知道他信的耶稣会不会救他
And this is from after he became a Christian I don't know whether this Jesus will save him really
所以当我判无罪的消息好多人知道的时候就叫我传福音给他他们要相信耶稣他问我怎么信耶稣
And when I was resentenced as innocent everybody asked me to preach gospel to them They want to know how to become a Christian
所以那一两个月当中我带了很多人归主
And during that 2 months I lead a lot of people to Christ
然后1979年的二月份，我送回管训队继续我的管训。
And 1979, I was sent back to correction team to continue my correction term.
九个月之后，我重获自由。
And after 9 months, I was set free.
亲爱的朋友们
，Dear friends,
我原来是一个无药可救的人。
I was a person without any hope.
但神拯救了我。
But God saved me.
在我最痛苦的时候，他听了我的祷告。
And my most miserable time, He listened to my prayers.
但人常常非常的软弱。
But men are so weak.
我在里面坐牢的时候，我跟神说：“主啊，如果你救我脱离罪恶的捆绑，我一生要奉献给你，为你传福音、做见证、当传道人。”
I pray to the Lord that if you save me, set me free, I'll give back my rest of my time. I'll be a preacher. I'll give you all my life.
但出来以后我就忘得光光的。
But after I was set free, I forgot everything.
人实在是非常的软弱。
Men are so weak.
我那在那半年之内，我就开了两家，我只想赚钱，拼命的赚钱。
At that time, I just want to make money.
我想跟家里人证明说，你的儿子还有那么一点出息。
I want to prove to my family that your son still have hope.
所以半年之内，我开了两家发型设计公司。
After 2 months, I opened 2 hairstyle design company.
我还合伙跟人家合伙开了一家贸易公司，还投资去拍了一部电影。
And I have opened a trading company, and I put some money to make a film.
那时候我完全得意忘形，完全忘记我跟神所许的愿，所立的约。
I totally forget the covenant I have made or the agreement I have made with the Lord.
那时候我不得已被那个基督徒抓去做礼拜的时候，我就在那边打瞌睡。
And every time when I was drawn to the churches, and I dozed there.
我很不喜欢打瞌睡，可是没有一次不打瞌睡，很奇怪。
But every time I'm so tired that I didn't feel like to sleep, but every time I sleep there.
那基督徒他就说听到感动在流泪，看到我在打瞌睡很痛苦。
And a Christian was so touched by the message, they shed tears when they see me was dozing there. They feel so misery.
他就碰一碰把我摇醒，我也觉得很不好意思，我也不想打瞌睡，我就把自己用力捏了一把，痛了一下，就不想睡。
And I was feel so bad, so I squeezed myself and I tried to wake myself up.
但是呢，一分钟、两分钟又开始睡觉。
But after 2 minutes, I fall asleep again.
没有灵，怎么陪灵呢？所以那时候完全没有灵。
No spirit in my heart. How can you have a spirit revival at that time?
那时候我偶尔也祷告。
And sometimes I pray.
我跟主说：“主啊，你要帮助我赚大钱。”
I pray to the Lord, say, Lord, please help me make money.
像王永庆那样赚大钱。
Like some famous businessman make big money.
我要奉献给医院、给教会、给什么？我跟神一派胡言。
And I want to donate to the hospital, to the churches. I just speak all the nonsense to God.
信实的神并没有听我祷告。
And the faithful God, He didn't listen to my prayers.
那一年我事业亏得一塌糊涂，最后年底的时候我亏了一两百万。
And I was fail in doing business, and after the year, I lost about a couple of million dollars.
那最后我才回到主的面前，我才认罪悔改。
And then I have to return to the Lord. I confess and I confess to the Lord.
我日以继夜的祷告，我真的认罪悔改，禁止祷告。
I fast and pray. I seriously confess to myself.
结果我坐牢判14年的时候，没有路走的时候，我就只有祷告认罪。
And when I was 14 years in the prison, I have nothing to do. I have no way to do except praying.
但慈爱的神他再次听我祷告。
And the merciful Lord once again He listened to my prayers.
然后他那时候安排我在日立公司。当工程师。
At that time, I was arranged in a company to become an engineer.
然后那时候生命就不再替人，不再自己当老板了，自己就替人家上班。
I was employed. I'm not be a boss anymore. I was employed by certain people.
然后生命就开始一步一步的改变。
And my life have further changed.
然后我喜欢聚会，也不会再打瞌睡。
I like to go to the meeting. I didn't fall asleep there also.
然后感谢主持人安排了一个很有智慧、很有爱心的吴勇长老跟我见了面。
And God has arranged one elder Wu Yong to see me one day.
他跟我见了第三次面的时候，他就跟我说。
The third time he see me, he told me.
他带好我现在办了一所神学训练的地方。
He told me that I have arranged a theological training school.
叫做基督门徒训练中心。
Is the Christian Disciple Center.
他说你回去祷告看神是不是清楚呼召你出来。
You go back and pray if God really calling you to serve him.
如果神呼召你的话，你就辞职奉献给主。
If you feel that God is calling you, you resign your job and give yourself to the Lord.
这一次我再也不敢轻慢神了。
And this time I dare not to look lightly on this call.
我回去以后，我日以继夜，我这样跟神祷告。
And day after night I pray to the Lord.
感谢主，神非常的清楚，他呼召我出来。
And very clearly praise the Lord that He calls me.
然后我辞职，我就进入门徒训练中心接受装备跟造就。
And then I resign my job and I go to the Disciple Training Center and equip myself.
然后在两年前的年初的时候
，About 2 years ago in the beginning of the year,
我们家在台北县五股乡的一个陆光义村。
At that time, my house was live in the Taipei's remote village called Wugu.
在那个地方有一次有一个大水灾，我们村子有一次死了19个人。
And there's a big flood there one time, and the village have 19 people die.
所以吴勇长老就到我们家来慰问。
So Elder Wu Yong came to see us to comfort us.
因为我们家淹水快淹到屋顶上。
And because the flood almost go up to the ceiling.
他发觉那个地方这么只有三四万人口而已。
He found that that place only have about 30,000 or 40,000 people.
可是有十二所大庙，非常大的偶像庙。
But there are 12 big temple worshiping the idol there.
有一个花了3亿，有的花5,000,000, 8,000,000，都是那种花那么多钱盖的。
Have a million, billions of thousands of dollars, and they build a big temple to worship the idol.
可是神的家却非常的荒凉。
But the churches have become so very so less people.
有一个教会。成立120年，只有十个人在聚会。
A church established 120 years, only 10 people have meeting there.
所以神的灵就感动他，要在那里要设立教会。
So God touched his heart, and Elder Wu Yong want to start a church there.
那他找谁去呢？
Who did he look for?
就找到我跟我内人的身上。
He looked for me and my wife.
那时候我们是二年级的学生。
At that time, we are the second grade student in this disciple training center.
可是到我们心里非常的不愿意顺服。
By that time, we are not so submissive in our heart.
为什么呢？我是认为什么地方都可以去，怎么叫我回到自己的家乡去呢？
I said, I can go anywhere. I don't want to go back my hometown.
因为我们家乡的人对我印象恶劣透顶了。
Because my hometown people has a bad, very bad impression on me.
恶劣到什么程度呢？我送管训的时候，他们都给我放鞭炮庆祝。
And to an extent that when I was sent to prison, they established, they celebrate with the firecrackers.
他们都那天李大豪送管训的时候，他们都给我放鞭炮在庆祝。这个人早就该走了。
He said this person should long time been sent to prison. He should go long time ago.
而且管区啊，把我的记录写得恶劣透顶。
And on the local policeman have a very bad record on me.
他送我八个字说，李大豪该员在当地鱼肉乡里横行霸道。
He said that I'm the local gangster there, and I take advantage of all the local people.
我想说，像这种人怎么可能回去传福音？谁会信呢？
I said, this kind of person, how can I go back to the same very same place and preach the gospel?
所以我说实在不愿意去。我想到哪里去的好，人家不认识我，从头开始嘛，怎么要我回到自己的家乡去呢？
I said I can go any place and start all over again, but how come I cannot go back to my hometown?
我想，哎呀，吴长老他不是神，所以不一定很准。
I said, Elder Wu is not God, so. He may not represent God. He may not be correct.
那我说我要听神的话，神叫我去我才去。
I have to listen to God, not listen to him. And unless really God calling me.
但神非常清楚的借着诗篇跟以赛亚向我说话。
But God clearly told me through book of Isaiah and book of Psalms told to me.
所以我只有顺服。我跟我那人很清楚，神叫我们去，我们只有去。
And very clearly, and my wife and I go back to our hometown.
我们紧紧抓住主的应许，从前年七月份开始，在那边租房子建立教会。
And from 2 years ago, my wife and I go back there. We rent a house. We start a church there.
然后我们请了台北有些福音队的时候，在暑假期间帮忙我们两个礼拜。
And sometimes we invite the gospel team from Taipei to help us for 2 weeks.
有大学生在那边教他们当地的青少年物理、化学等等的课业。
And sometimes we invite the college student teach the youngsters.About physics and mathematics.
年轻的男孩子到他们替人家大扫除、割草、清水沟。
And sometimes the gospel team even help them to clean up all the environments there.
然后医生到那边去给他们做免费义诊。
And we invite the doctor there to have a free checkups.
刚开始的时候，他们非常不愿意接纳我。
And in the very beginning, they don't accept me at all.
甚至有人说，哎，这个李大豪很会混，现在跑到教会去混了。
And somebody said, this Lu now he go to church now. Be careful.
他说你们教会有这种人你们倒霉了，有这种当你们牧师你们倒霉了。
He told the church that they have this kind of pastor, then you're really out of your luck.
所以福音非常的难传。
It's very bad, a very bad situation to spread the gospel.
尤其陆光一村人很多人男孩子都很多人被我打过。
And because that village, everybody, most of the young men there, the boys have been beaten by me before.
尤其我家住290号。
My street door number is 290.
住我们家295号有一个家人。
And the family live in the door number 295.
他们一家的男孩子全部被我打过。
And the whole family, the boys have been beaten up by me before.
有一次我甚至把他家老大打了踹在地上以后跪在地上，在他妈妈面前我踹他家磕头喊我叫爹，把头上磕个大包包。
And even at that time, I was beating up their elder son and asked the older son to kneel down before me, before his mother.
他妈妈在旁边起我就一面踹他妈妈动都不敢动。
And his mother keep on begging me, but I didn't listen at all.
所以我知道他们全家最恨的人一定不是毛泽东，一定是我。
I know that all the people in his family that hate most is not Mao Zedong, is me.
我知道他们家恨我恨到只想吃我的肉，啃我的骨头。
The whole family will hate me to an extent. I know that they want to eat my meat.
为什么呢？因为我从好几次从他家里
I can tell from their expression on their face.
可是那时候我从监狱出来，我根本不理他们，我自己上我的班，他们没有人敢把我怎么样。And
but after I go back from the prison, I go to work. Nobody can do anything to me.
可是呢，我要当传道人，我这一点必须要对付，要面对，因为我是神的儿女了。
But now I'm a preacher. I have to face this. Now I'm a children of God now.
可是我怎么面对他们家恨我到这种地步？
How can I face that? They hate me to that extent.
可是我 所以我常常在到附近去传福音的时候，看到他们家只要有人出来呢，我就转过来绕一圈，从别的地方过去。
So when I preach the gospel to the neighborhood, when I see somebody come out from that door, I detour to another place and go back.
我实在不敢面对他们。
I cannot face them at all.
可是祷告的时候，圣灵就不放我过去。
But when I pray, the Spirit cannot let me go.
我知道一定要面对这个问题解决。
I know that I have to solve this problem.
有一天我知道他家的主人啊，端木伯伯啊，他有心脏病，有高血压。
And one day I know that this Mr. 端木 of the household, he had the heart attack, have a heart problem.
所以说，我就想机会来了，我就请那个徐大夫这个医生跟我一起到他家去。And
I invite a doctor, go with me to visit him.
我不知道鼓了多久勇气才赶到他家去按门铃。And
it takes a lot of courage to press the bell.
我按门铃之后，他们家来开门，原来是他妈妈来开门，最恨我的那个人来开门。The
person opened the door is his mother, the person that she hate me the most.
他开门看到我吓一跳，说你来干什么？
He said, "What are you coming here for?"
我说，妈妈，我是来跟您道歉的。I
said, "I come here to apologize."
他说别跟我，就不要讲，就一下把门用力的关起来。He
said, "Never, don't. There's no way to talk." And then she shut the door.
还好我因为我脚啊稍微伸出去一点，他没有门没有关起来，关不进去。Because
my foot was on the doorstep there, so he didn't completely. She cannot completely shut the door.
我干脆就挤进去，给他挤到客厅去了。So
I squeezed it into the living room.
他一直推我，就一直挤到客厅中间去。She
pushed me and I keep on going.
他说你跟我出去。She
said, "Get out of here."
我说我很诚心来向您道歉的。I
said, "Come to apologize." I said,
他说你不要讲，你不要把我家的地板做沾脏了，出去出去。She
said, "Don't make my floor become dirt. Go out."
他一句话都不让我讲。
She would not allow me to say.
他就看他推不动我，他说你不出去是吧？
You want to go? You don't want to go out, right?
然后他跑到厨房去拿一把扫把过来，你出不出去？She
take a brush and want to kick me out.
我没有讲话，他一下就往这里用力打来。And
she beat me right there.
打得我非常的痛。And
I feel so bad.
坦白说，那时候心里很气，我很想用手去掐他。I
was so angry in my heart at that time.
可是那时候我头低低的，我一直在祷告，我说主啊，给我力量，给我力量。
I lower my head and pray to the Lord, say, "Lord, give me strength."
我就耶稣的宝血洗净我。I
feel that God's blood wash me.
那时候站在我旁边那个医生也很尴尬，他说他传道人怎么给人家打成这个样子。
And the doctor was feel awkward there because a preacher was beaten up like this.
那时候我很痛苦，我心想怎么办呢？今天这种场面要怎么解决呢？
And I was so feel so bad in my heart, said, "How can I end up the situation like this?"
后来我就没有什么讲话，就是头低低的，眼睛流着泪。
And I shed my tears and I lower my head.
我跟他道歉。
I said, "I'm sorry."
后来我就带他的儿子信主了。
And then I lead his son to the Lord.
他的儿子现在在我们教会非常的热心。
And his son was very a good Christian in my church.
他妈妈每次看到都跟我打招呼，对我好得不得了。
And his mother say hi to me every time and very good to me.
我本来是一个无药可救的人。
And I'm a man running, there's no hope in me.
但神拯救了我。
But God saved me.
在我最痛苦的时候，他听了我的祷告。
And when my the most miserable time, he listened to my prayers.
救我脱离罪恶的捆绑。
He saved me from the bondage of sin.
就在圣经上哥林多后书3章第16节所说的。
In the 2 Corinthians 3:16.
说心什么时候归向主的时候，帕子什么时候就挪开了。Whenever
your heart turns to the Lord, the barrier taken away.
主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。God
is the Spirit. Whenever the God's Spirit is, there is freedom.
过去我是个用帕子在蒙着脸走路的人。I
used to use a barrier to cover my face.
这套帕子虽然很小，但蒙着脸就叫我在黑暗里面摸索，看不清楚前面的道路。But
because the cover, I walk in darkness, I cannot see my way.
但那什么时候心什么时候归向主的时候，什么时候这帕子无形的帕子就挪开了。But
whenever your heart turned to the Lord, this cover was take off.
神带领我一步一个脚印的走上前面的道路。God
leads me step by step to His way.
慢慢的，村子的人全开始接纳我。And
then gradually the village people start to accept me.
很多人没有办法管自己的孩子，孩子吃强力胶打那个 那个什么，富士康的，没有办法管的，就带到我那边来。
And those people who cannot control their children, they take drugs, they come to me.
他们就跟我说，李牧师啊，我的孩子不知道怎么管，你来帮助我管一管好不好？
He said, Pastor Liu, I cannot control my son. Please help me.
有20家以上的人来找我。
At least there are more than 20 family come to me.
本来我出来以后还是编假籍还是假籍流氓，每个礼拜要回管区去报道。
After I was set free, I still as a special rank of people, I have to go to the police station every week.
但是慢慢表现良好之后，就一个月才要去一次。
And after that, I have to report that by month.
后我当传道以后，再也不必去了。
And after I become a preacher, I don't have to report them anymore.
有些管区的警员来找我，对我说。
And one day, there's a local regional police officer come to see me.
他说，李先生，你现在不错哦。他送我4个字，他说你现在在这里，造福乡里。
The police officer said, now you become our blessings.
过去说我鱼肉乡里，但是后来说我在那边造福乡里。
And he said I used to take advantage of the local people there, but now he told me that I'm the local blessing.
管区派出所的所长呢，也常常来找我帮他的忙。
And the chief policeman sometimes come to me and ask me to help him.
为什么呢？因为有很多小孩子不学好，可是还没有坏到送法院的。他说：“哎，李先生、李牧师啊，你不知道，你帮帮忙，看你的耶稣能不能救救这个人。”
And there are some people, they are very bad, but not bad enough to go to the prison. So he asked me to. Asked me to ask Jesus to help those persons.
这虽然才一年多，我们现在教会有100多人在聚会了。
The only 1 year now, our church have about more than 100 people there.
但人认为不能，但在神凡事都能。
For man is impossible, in God everything is possible.
没有神的恩典，我不可能悔改。
Without God's grace, I cannot repent.
父母亲的爱没办法改变我。
The love of parents cannot change me.
亲友们的关怀没办法改变我。
The concern of relatives cannot change me.
教育没办法改变我。
Education cannot change me.
军事训练没办法改变我。
The military training cannot change me.
国家法律的制裁没办法改变我。
And the law enforcement cannot change me.
但耶稣的爱临到我，我改变了。
But when Jesus' love befall on me, I change.
照我这种恶劣的本性，再关10年，再关20年都关不好。
In my old self, even I put in the prison 10 more years, I cannot be corrected.
但耶稣的爱临到我的时候，我就改变了。
But when the love of Jesus Christ befall on me, I changed.
亲爱的朋友们，神的恩典，神的爱那样的浩瀚。
Dear friends, that God's love is so unbound.
我们在座大多数已经得救重生的人。
Maybe most of you were saved and reborn.
神那么大的恩典，我们是不是也应该让别人知道啊？
That don't we have to share the God's grace to other people?
今天世界上的人虽然不像我一样，过去身体在坐牢。
And maybe most of you are not like me. I physically am caught in prison.
但是很多人心灵在坐牢。
But your spirit may be in prison.
心灵坐牢要比身体坐牢要可怕的太多了。
The spirit in prison is much worse than your physical being caught in prison.
因为心灵坐牢的是方寸之地，挣脱不出来。
Because your spirit is the one in your heart, you cannot escape.
但神的爱临到，这个人就要改变。
But when God's love comes to you, you are going to change.
就有一条又新又活的道路摆在眼前。
You're going to have a new and living way.
只要我们愿意接受，只要我们愿意尝试。
As long as you are willing to try, willing to accept.
盼望我们弟兄姊妹能够把神的爱也告诉我们的周围邻居、我们的亲友、我们的父母。
I hope those brothers and sisters will spread God's love to your friend, to your parents.
我今天的见证到这里结束，愿神赐福每一位。
I conclude my testimony and may God bless you.
谢谢。
Thank you.